10 minutes past 11 in New South Wales, 10 minutes past 10 in Queensland. I'll have some more to say about those music festivals and drugs shortly. But joining us on the line to tell us about this draft report that the Queensland government has released about getting to 50% of the state's renewable energy by 2030. Why do we waste our time trying to set these stupid targets? Is the Queensland Shadow Minister for Energy, Michael Hart. Thanks for your time on a public holiday on the 2nd of January. Happy New Year.
Yeah, good morning, Steve, and Happy New Year to you and your listeners as well.
It's a lot of money.
Oh, it certainly is, mate, and this is a major problem, and you're exactly right. Why are we wasting our time on these stupid renewable energy targets that some of these Labor governments are setting just to appease their extreme green mates?
Well, anyone who lives in Queensland, please just have a look at what's happened so far in South Australia with Mad Jay Weatherall's bid to put that state entirely on solar and wind. They've had now three, maybe four, major blackouts in 6 months. Victoria, their socialist left government has banned all onshore coal seam gas mining, and the cost of gas in that state's going to go through the roof. And you might have seen, Michael, they tried to turn on their desal plant down there, which cost them $5 billion, and it doesn't work.
I did, Steve, I did. And look, the lessons have been learnt in the other states. So my question to the Labor Party in Queensland is, why aren't we learning those lessons? Why aren't we repeating the mistakes that the other states are making?
What exactly is the policy of the Palaszczuk government? How do they intend to get... Now, 2030 is not that far away. You know, you're not talking about a long period of time. How are they going to get to this point? Are they going to jam Queenslanders with wind and solar? Is that what they're intending?
That's their plan, Steve.
You've got the cheapest coal in the world, mate. What do they want to do that for?
Well, that's exactly right. Exactly right. They have set a 50% renewable target by 2030, and they are going out there offering subsidies and power feed-in agreements to companies willingly to try and achieve that. Now, we've seen that fail in, as you said, South Australia, where they can't even keep the lights on down there. They have the highest wholesale power prices. Why do we need the same in Queensland? We simply don't, just to appease these extreme greens.
Isn't this the same Anastasia Palaszczuk who I saw while I was on holidays 2 weeks ago, standing up in Townsville, patting the Adani Mining Company, as she should, on the back for going ahead with an Adani coal mine?
Well, they do, Steve, and this is the problem with the
Labor Party.
Isn't
that called a hypocrite?
They say one thing, and then they go off and do something completely different. So they're out there on one hand saying, we need the Adani coal, we need the coal, but we should change over to renewable power. Well, where does that leave our coal-fired generators in Queensland?
And what does it say to the Indians? Anastasia Palaszczuk is quite happy to dig up coal and send it to India to fire up their power stations, but presumably she thinks it's a dirty stuff that we shouldn't burn here.
Well, Steve, they're saying that now, but what will they say after the next election? That's the key here. We saw that with Julia Gillard when she said we wouldn't have a carbon tax under the government she leads, and she went out and did it. Is Anastasia Palaszczuk saying the same thing? Is she saying one thing that she'll do something different after the election? I suspect that's exactly what she'll do.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. Glad to catch up with you. Thanks again for joining us on this public holiday.
What we do need to do is we need to get that final report of the expert panel out, because the minister is hiding that from the people of Queensland, and that will prove exactly what the issue is here. We need to put pressure on him to release that final report. It was in the terms of reference of the expert committee that they released that publicly. They published it 10 months after the start of that report, and they haven't done it, Steve. They haven't done it. They're hiding something.
We'll try and get them on the program sometime this week. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Steve.
Michael Hart, 131873 is our